Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Selfishness talks about itself. But that won't make you friends. People don't want to hear about all your problems. I'm going to say that again real slow. People don't want to hear about all your problems. Especially the more you grow, you'll learn this. I mean, Phyllis and I, have, you know, we travel and we see a lot of ministers and friends, and it is rare for us to say anything about what we're believing for or about anything we're dealing with, because most of the time it's just not right. And a whole lot of times people are dealing with enough themselves. A lot of times people got their slate full. I mean, they're using their faith. You don't want to add, to them to think about something you're dealing with. I mean, love doesn't want people to be burdened about them. Is that right? Go to Philippians real quickly. Look at Philippians here, something very interesting. Chapter 2 and verse 19. He says, "For I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly to you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state." He wants to know about them. "For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state." Out of all the people that Paul had helping him, he said, Timothy is only one like this. He said, "For all do what?" Verse 21. "All seek their own." What a statement. "All seek their own and not the things which are Jesus Christ. But you know the proof of him, of Timothy, that as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel." Verse 25, "I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your minister and he that ministered to my wants." Now listen to this. "For he longed after you all and was full of heaviness." Why? We learn later that he was sick. He had a lot of problems. He pushed himself too far. We won't go into all that. But why was he heavy? Why was he troubled and bothered? Because he was sick? Why? "Because you had heard that he had been sick." It bothered him that they were troubling themselves about him. He didn't want that. Did you get this? "For indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him." And get this, "not on him only, but on me too." How many know when God heals your friend, he blesses you? Yes. "Has mercy on your family member, he had mercy on you. Lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may" what? Rejoice. See, when your heart's right, when you're motivated by love, you don't want people sitting around crying about you. You don't want them burdened with your things. There's been times before, especially years past, before I learned some of these things as much, that I'm with somebody, some friends, and I start to tell them something that we're dealing with, and the Holy Ghost just checked me. No, they're dealing with enough. They don't need to hear about this. Love doesn't, I actually had a husband and wife tell Phyllis and I one time, ministers, years ago, that they thought that that's one reason God gave you a husband or wife was to dump all your problems on. Absolutely not. We got Jesus to cast all our cares on. Amen. No, when you love people, you don't want them burdened with your stuff. If you walk in faith strong enough, people will think you never have any problems. I mean, to look at you, they'll think, well, man, they got it made. And you just tell them to say that again. Amen. Back to 1 Corinthians 13. Said out loud, I'm not a burden.
I'm not a burden.
I'm a blessing.
I'm a blessing.
Well, then watch yourself that you don't tell people things that there's really no need to tell them. Burden them. So that they think about it and that they feel sorry for you or that they're bothered by what you said. 1 Corinthians 13, he said, love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunts not itself. It's not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. It seeks not its own. Other translations say, it doesn't act unbecoming. It is not rude. It is not inelegant. Love is elegant. How many believe God is elegant? Love has manners. How many believe that?
Amen.
How many believe manners is not just a good idea for some folk in some certain social stratas? No, manners are godly. I said it's godly. Why? Because it's just love. It's trying to prefer people and act properly around people and not push yourself or into things. I mean, it's amazing how unaware and how rude some people are. You see people, they'll just invite themselves to stuff and they'll just push into things and call it boldness. You know what I'm talking about. Love is not that way. Love is not rude. It is not inelegant. It doesn't act unbecoming. It goes on to say it seeks not its own. It's not looking for its own interests. It is not easily provoked. One said it isn't easily exasperated. It isn't quickly irritated. It isn't easily or quickly angered. It should take a lot to rile you. Not just a little. It should take more than one unkind word and a flat tire to steal your joy for the day. Right? Said out loud, I am not easily provoked.
I am not easily irritated.
I am not easily angered.
It takes a lot
to get to me.
Amen.
Amen. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. Love thinks no evil. It doesn't take or keep inventory of injuries. It doesn't, you know, keep track of who did me wrong. It tears up the paperwork. It throws it away. Who's counting? Love doesn't do that. It doesn't keep up with it. It rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. Another translation says it covers all things. You know, a lot of Christians practice, you know, 1 Peter 4:8 in reverse. It talks about above all things have fervent love among yourselves because love covers the multitude of sins. A lot of folk want to cover their sins and expose other people's. But that's selfishness. That's not love. Love covers. And you know, you want to make a friend for life? Then when they are down and when they're hurting, act like you don't even see it. I'm talking about their mistakes. So people think because I see something that I have to tell it or show it to show how spiritual I am because I pick this up. No, just because you see something doesn't mean you're supposed to do anything with it. You may see a lot of things, but when somebody's messed up and they've messed themselves up or something, for you to just swoop in and still treat them with respect, amen, and you know, when they start crying and say, well, yeah, so-and-so, I did this, you say, well, you did what? I don't even see anything. Let's just deal with something else right now. Love does what? Covers. Covers. I think one of the most beautiful pictures of this is when Noah, you know, after the flood, he drank too much and I guess passed out in his tent, wasn't clothed properly, I guess. And one of his sons, you know, came in and First thing he did is run out and tell everybody. Daddy ain't got no clothes on. Daddy ain't got no clothes. Well, now, why do that? Can somebody tell me? Why do that? The preacher messed up. The preacher messed up. Why do that? But his other sons, you remember what they did? They came and took a garment and they walked in backwards. Didn't even look. See, don't look at people when they're down. Don't look on people and study their mistakes when they're hurting. And they just came and dropped that garment on him and just walked out. That's love, isn't it? That's what love does. We can find applications of that all through the day, all through our family, our workplace, our life. Said out loud, love covers.
Love covers,
love covers
the multitude of sins.
In closing, look what he said. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Listen to these other translations. Love covers all things. It has faith and trusts God in everything. Is confident and joyfully expects through everything. Remains and stands and perseveres through everything. Love never falls down, never perishes, never loses force, is never overcome, not even at any time, never at all. Hallelujah. How many believe that if you operate in love, you can't fail? You can't miss. It's got to turn out right. It's got to turn out God's way every time. Stand up with me and say this out loud. Confessing for yourself. I walk in love.
I cover all things.
I trust God in all things.
I confidently expect
in all things.
I remain.
I stand.
I persevere
through everything.
And because I walk in love,
I will not perish.
I will not lose force.
I will not be overcome.
Not even at any time.
Never at all.
I will not fail.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.